Centers for Disease Control. Let's go live now to CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Barry.
The CDC sees no let-up in abuse of prescription painkillers.
The number of deaths has increased threefold in the past decade.
To nearly 15,000 a year, Director Dr. Thomas Frieden warns, lives lost and more than $72 billion in health care costs. And it's not just kids anymore, Dr. Neil Capretto at Gateway Rehab outside Pittsburgh.
We've seen more and more people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, even their 70s for the first time struggling with these drugs.
And running out of money, they've created a new epidemic, he says, switching to cheaper heroin. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
If Greece's Prime Minister Papandreou goes ahead with his plan to turn the decision over to the people on whether or not to buy into the Eurozone bailout, many analysts expect them to say no and say the apple cart would be sideways. White House reaction, spokesman Jay Carney.
The Europeans have the capacity to deal with this crisis, and they need to implement the very important decisions they made last week to provide a conclusive resolution to it.
New austerity would be required. The people of Greece have been in the streets rioting over austerity measures already in place. The public referendum may not happen. Getting approval for it through Parliament may be problematic. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 224 points. NASDAQ's off 61. Oil today fell more than $2 a barrel to $90 and change. What about the U.S. own debt crisis?
Still stuck in partisan wrangling, with Democrats insisting on tax hikes and Republicans opposing any, the members of Congress's supercommittee got a sharp scolding from leaders of two commissions that came up with bipartisan deficit reduction plans. They all had the same message. They have to compromise and do it all. Reduce Medicare spending, cut defense spending, and bring in more tax revenue. Democrat Erskine Bowles co-chaired one of the panels.
I'm worried you're going to fail. Fail the country.
The 12-member supercommittee has just 3 weeks left before its deadline. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Both Bank of America and Chase dropped an extra fee related to customers' checking accounts. This is a backlash builds. People moving their accounts out of big banks to local ones and credit unions.
Even though all of it is a lot of work to change banks, banks are finding that some fees are a fee too far.
Ed Mrzewinski at U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Some prison inmates in Washington State are doing the jobs migrant workers usually do, picking apples. The grower is paying the prisoners $22 an hour, though that covers housing, transportation, guard expenses, crime victim compensation, and everything else. Brings it down to minimum wage. Gil Cates has died. He produced the Oscars telecasts 14 times, founded the Geffen Playhouse, won a slew of awards. Gil Cates was 77. This is CBS News.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond. Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Strategists for Democrats are beginning to craft an argument in favor of re-electing Barack Obama.
Despite the poor economy, Democratic strategist Jeff Jarin is hopeful.
Even now, in bad times, there are a bunch of reasons why American voters still root for Obama and still have hope that he can be successful.
But Republican strategist Whit Ayers told the National Journal Forum the president's numbers are just too low.
The idea that this is not going to be a referendum on the incumbent president is whistling past the graveyard. It's wishful thinking on the part of the Obama White House.
A lot depends, of course, on who the Republican nominee will be. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
New Orleans returned to its violent past on Halloween. As the holiday wrapped up in the Big Easy, 15 people were shot in four separate incidents and two of them were killed. Only one arrest has been made so far. One of them started with a duel on Bourbon Street. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Micro talks with a real port service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. It's a big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called Big Tire Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details to 11-30-11.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance, folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Special doings for veterans today at 2:30 in the Board of Supervisors chambers, and Greg Shearer is going to come in here at 12:30 to tell us about it.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Make sure I have these times right. I assured some people today, I said, I know for a fact this is what time it is, and now I'm like an idiot. To encourage 1:30. That's right. Okay, at 1:30. So Greg's gonna be in at 12:30. So 1:30. There's doings at the Board of Supervisors thing. Besides the usual people yelling and screaming about whatever. So we get to that. Well, here's what's going on. We got Herb Berman Cain. He's not happy. He says he's in a smear campaign. He's being smeared. Being smeared, he said, because, you know, when he was head of the Restaurant Association, young ladies might have thought he said the wrong thing, the wrong way, at the wrong time, the wrong place to them. You know what I'm saying? And back then, he was, that's back when Cain was young enough to be able. That's, you got to keep that in mind.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
I have never committed sexual harassment in my entire career, period. And it was found that nothing took place in terms of sexual harassment in this particular case.
Why did all of a sudden that you remembered things about it yesterday? Were you informed or were you told more about the case yesterday?
No, I just started to remember more. Remember, 12 years, a lot of stuff can go through your head. This wasn't exactly something that I had top of mind where I was trying to recall every little detail that went on 12 years ago.
The story where this all started was from Politico, and it had mentioned that there were two accusations
yes.
of sexual harassment. Do you remember anything now about the other case?
Absolutely not. I wasn't even aware of the second case until we saw the Politico article. The first one I was aware of, but the second one I have, and I still haven't recalled, I didn't even know the second one existed, if it exists. Because remember, the article said, two anonymous sources.
Did it come out of nowhere for you after the Politico, though, said that your campaign had it for 10 days?
We had it for 10 days, Robin. We made a conscious decision with my sign-off. I'm not going to go out and start chasing two anonymous accusations. So that was a conscious decision.
Are there other accusations against you that you wouldn't know what two accusations he was talking about when he said sexual harassment?
All we know is that they contacted my office and said that they had two anonymous sources accusing me of sexual harassment. And we said, well, what details can you give us? They couldn't give us any other than it occurred when I was at the National Restaurant Association.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonne. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
That's right. And having a big sale. They're having a big sale between now and December 25th. And they want to sell you stuff. They want to sell you faucets. They want to sell you cabinets. They want to sell you mirrors. They want to sell you bathroom accessories. They want to sell you all the things in the whole wide world, shower heads and whatnot, sinks, toilets, everything, toilet seats. Everything they want to sell you at a great price. So get into Pacific Coast Kitchen Bath on Short Street and wander on in there and say, hey, Bill says time. It's time. Believe me, it's time. All right, let's do our flashback in history, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on November 1st, 1861, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln named General George B. McClellan General-in-Chief of the Union Army, succeeding Winfield Scott, and it was a decision well made. On this date in 1512, Michelangelo finished painting the ceiling of the Vatican Sistine Chapel. In 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau made its first meteorological observations, and, of course, they were wrong. 1889, East Germany reopened its border with Czechoslovakia, prompting tens of thousands of refugees to flee to the West. Flee, I tell you, flee. It was fun. 5 years ago, Senator John Kerry Messers apologized to any service member, family member, or American offended by his botched joke about how young people might get stuck in Iraq if they didn't study hard and do their homework. That's not new. 1 year ago, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series with a 3-1 victory over the Texas Rangers in Game 5. Those Texas Rangers, well, they take a pound every year. Our birthdays today include actress Betsy Palmer. Betsy Palmer, God love her. She's 85. Magazine publisher Larry Flynn is 69. Country singer Kinky Friedman is 67. Country singer Lyle Lovett is 54. Rock singer Anthony Cletus from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is, or Cletus, I think it is 49. Actress Jenny McCarthy, I guess it's in a new show or something. She's 39. Is that what it said? Let me make sure that's what it said. She's 39 today. So happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Did you know that MRI technology changes as rapidly as computers or cell phones? San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art medical technology, so patients on the Central Coast have the best medical care available. That's why they just replaced their MRI scanner with a Siemens Skyra, the new gold standard in MR imaging. This 3 Tesla MRI is the only one of its kind in California, and there are only 2 others in the United States. This system has 8 times the resolution of other MRIs, giving your doctor the most accurate high-resolution images in history. Plus, it's 5 times faster, getting you in and out as quickly as possible. It's also the most open MRI in existence and virtually eliminates claustrophobia. You have a choice when it comes to where you get an MRI. Tell your doctor you want the best MRI technology available. Choose the fastest, most advanced MRI made only at San Luis Diagnostic Center.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Yeah, I got the wrong one. I know. All right, this is our Calcoast News Update. That's not it. That's our news update. I pressed the wrong thing. But it doesn't matter, because the important thing is it's Calcoast News, and that's what we're going to talk about right now and see what's going on in this new and highly unusual. One of the things that has been plaguing those of us in California that are Californians is a high-speed train because it's expensive, and we're not really convinced. You know what I'm saying? We're not convinced. We just aren't. You know, we look at how Amtrak's working, and we're not sure the things are going to stay on the tracks or get there in time or anything. A double-digit hike in cost of California's proposed high-speed rail project will be revealed in a report today. Estimates now top $98 billion for the plan, which would eventually move passengers through the Central Valley between Southern California and the Bay Area. Officials of the California High-Speed Rail Authority have been under fire for the escalating costs as well as the system's planned routes. Now, here's the interesting thing about that, or routes, if you're from back east. And the interesting thing is, see, if originally this wasn't going to be the originally the high-speed train was going to come over this way. But then they, a lot of people yelled and stuff and said, no, wait, got Fred now and the people in the valley and whatnot. So I'm fine. Critics contend the route now under consideration would ravage churches, schools, homes, and destroy a wide swath of commercial enterprise through one of the costliest and most productive agriculture regions in all the country. Voters approved a $9 billion rail bond in 2008. The proponents claim that even with the emerging higher cost, the plan still is less expensive than expansion of infrastructure to handle California's burgeoning population. I thought more people were leaving than come. Anyway, legislative approval is needed for before construction would start initially in the Central Valley. And so the other thing that you'd have to ask yourself in the Central Valley, there's a whole lot of nothing in the Central Valley. You know, there's a lot of open space in the Central Valley. You ever been over there? Yeah. You would think that they could find a route that wouldn't disrupt everything, like the schools and churches and everything else they're talking about. But perhaps not. I don't know. All right. Then we had now we have two very weird stories in the news that are sort of coincidental. And it's very strange that these two stories showed up at once and right after Halloween. Attorneys for the Paso Robles Cemetery District are battling over who is responsible for maintaining tombstones after an age grave marker fell on a four-year-old Paso Robles girl, breaking her ankle. There's some details not here. We don't know how it fell on her. We don't know if she was just standing next to it and it just decided to fall over. It could be pretty scary. Last year, Heather Walcott was visiting the Paso Robles Cemetery with her daughter, Lauren, when the more than 100-year-old tombstone of Richard Weir fell off its base onto Lauren's ankle. Weir was born in 1847 and died in 1907, so we know he had nothing to do with it personally. Nevertheless, graveyard district officials said in court filings they do not own the tombstone and are not responsible for injuries caused by the dangerous conditions of the graveyard marker. However, James McKiernan, lawyer for the Walcott, says you're not right about that. He says you're supposed to protect the public safety and maintain its cemeteries as a rule. He says, in my lifetime, I've never heard of anyone getting the notice to come on down and spruce up your great-grandfather's grave. On July 28th, McKiernan filed a lawsuit claiming negligence, willful failure to warn, and dangerous condition of public property. He said Safety Code 9004 mandates that the district that owns a cemetery shall have exclusive jurisdiction and control over its maintenance and management. Meanwhile, the attorney for the district said the filing a demur, which challenged the legal sufficiency of the lawsuit, saying it was skeletal at best. However, San Luis Superior Court Judge Jack Crawford says it's not skeletal to me, even though it's in a cemetery. So I think they got a case. So the cemetery district actually now buried McKiernan says he anticipates a resolution sometime in the near future. Aren't you still wondering? Was she climbing on it? Come on, let's be honest. She's a little girl. Was she climbing on it? Was she just walking past it? Did the guy emerge from the grave after all these years? What? How did this happen? Now, that goes on top of this. We'll get to that. About the vandalism in the cemetery here in San Luis Obispo, which is the strangest kind of vandalism there ever is. Maybe not. We'll say maybe not. Is this it for? Let's see. Let's see if we got this. If this is it for a couple of things. I don't think I have anything else. Okay. So then what we'll do is we will have, of course, Karen Vealey in to talk to us on Friday. And if anything breaks in between, we'll hear about it.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
That's the one we're supposed to have right there for a news update. CalCoastNews.com with Bill Benica and Karen Billy and the whole gang and everything. And we should mention we'll get some promos going on here. We're going to try to do some joint advertising packages so people can be on Talk Is Cheap, and you can also be on CalCoast News. And then the other thing is if you go on the CalCoast News webpage, you go up to the top right-hand corner, it says Talk Is Cheap. You click on that, and you can listen to KYNS and you can also hear podcasts. That's what's new and going on these days. All right, so here's what happened in San Luis Obispo. We might as well throw this in, like, immediately, because this is it just happened and everything. So I can find my front page of my paper. How far could it go? How far could it have gone, Bill? Okay, there it is right there. Graveyard smashing, and they say maybe a prank. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you go all the way back, if you read Mark Twain, you'll know that Samuel Clemens, you'll know that that happened occasionally back in for many, many, many years ago. People, you know, it was called tipping, like now cow tipping, but it was called a graveyard tipping. And every now and then the kids would run into the graveyard and knock over a couple stones. So that doesn't make it right, by the way, nor does it make it reasonable that this happened to all these things. So some of them were smashed and screwed up, and other ones were just knocked over. But anyway, I have to tell you the truth. It's one of the strangest, and I grew up in Jersey, and we've told you, we were involved in a lot of mischief. Never in our whole lives did that ever come to mind. Not one time did it ever come to mind. Never, ever, ever. Nobody ever said, "What, you want to do this?" And we said, "No, you want to do that." It never came up. And yet it's happened on the Central Coast numerous times. So maybe it's a California tradition, I don't know. But it's very sad and very weird. The way I look at it, it's just kind of sad right there. Yeah. We're out of that one there. Let me see what else I got with CNN. There was another thing I really wanted to play for you, and I wanted to share. And let me see if I can get to work, because this thing. You know, these days, I've gotten it to work better in some ways, but it still just wants to give me a hard time for no good reason. Yeah, I can tell. But maybe it's my personality. Really. And it could. Here we go. Because this was important. If I can find it, it's here. Oh, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk yesterday about something very important also. And that was the fact that the snowstorm they had back east and how much damage it caused, and the reason it caused so much damage to the trees and whatnot is because the leaves were still on them. You don't get snow at this time of the year in Jersey. But anyway, that's what happened. Had this major snowstorm happen, and what happened, all the leaves, you know, were collecting the snow, and therefore the branches broke, trees fell down, the whole thing's a big mess. Because it was way too early in the game for this to happen. But that's it right there. All right. I was going to join, if I can, Anderson Cooper and his ridiculous today, because he wants to talk about something that is it's in our newspaper today. I mentioned it yesterday because it happened just before I came on the air. But we will see. This reminder, we have Greg Shear coming in. He'll be here in just a little bit. And we're going to discuss something very important for veterans. I think it's very important for veterans. I think it's very important for the citizens of San Luis Obispo County to understand its importance to veterans. I think that's the whole thing right there. We're going to do that. But first we will, in fact, join Anderson Cooper and see what he has to say about it.
Anderson Cooper 360. CNN, weeknights at 8 and 10 Eastern.
Well, tonight on The Ridiculous, we got to add all you Kardashian critics to The Ridiculous. And yes, that's critics with a K, because that's how the Kardashians have trademarked it. That's right, after listening to folks bash Kim Kardashian all day long for filing for divorce after 72 days of marriage to Chris Humphries, 72 days of marriage and millions of dollars in profit, I'm sticking up for her. And it's not just because I'm scared of Khloe. I'm a little bit scared. You see, America, divorce is sad. It's nothing to make light of or take joy in. So tonight, let's not talk about divorce. Let's talk about love. Tender, soulful, cash-hungry love. If all of you angry, cynical souls out there with your Twitter machines and your bad attitudes are truly so bitter that you were rooting these past 72 days against a marriage that was grounded in a love, complete with Ryan Seacrest as the wedding planner, well, all I can say is that I pity you in your knockoff Bruce Jenner tracksuit. Sure, the marriage ended up being shorter than the time you wait between teeth cleanings. Who cares? Have you seen Kim's teeth? Spotless. How can you not support a couple whose two-day televised wedding on the E! Exclamation Network cost a reported $10 million and was subsidized by sponsors? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that is called the American dream. By the way, that shaked out to about $138,000 per day of marriage, which, incidentally, is the same amount per day that Wolf Blitzer spends on mustache combs. Little known fact. And yes, according to the New York Post, Kim Kardashian reportedly sold the rights to the wedding for nearly $18 million. But really, who among you can say you've never done that? Blitzer can't. I'm telling you, America, the time for cynicism has passed. The Kardashians are serious people who, contrary to popular belief, do indeed have discernible talent. For instance, they make there was a time that they did the thing, They won America's Got Talent, didn't they? Didn't they in like 96? Somebody called Pierce on Twitter? Pierce? Morgan? 95? Anyway. As for Kim and Chris, look, what's done is done. Let's just be clear on one thing. Kardashian critics, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that you can say or anonymously post on your Twitter or in the comment section of some blog that will hurt Kim Kardashian. She is, as the saying goes, laughing all the way to the bank. She is laughing so hard that even if they locked her in the bank vault deep inside the sub-basement, you would still hear her laughter floating all the way up to the street level where Kris Jenner would be in a Bentley double-parked on your soul. Her soon-to-be ex-husband might be the ballplayer, but in the game of reality TV, Kim Kardashian wins every single time. She certainly wins tonight on The Ridiculous.
So, lunch. Where to today?
Nah, something good.
Drive-thru tacos?
I said good.
Burgers?
Ugh. If I eat one more burger, I think I'll turn into a cow.
Oh, I know. How about the buffet at Round Table Pizza?
Round Table Pizza has a buffet?
Not only do they have one, it's fantastic. Spectacular array of choices and the freshest ingredients. Best of all, just $6.99 for all you can eat.
$6.99? That's less than those value meals at the burger places. But wait, it's so good and the price so reasonable. There's got to be a liner on the block to get in, right?
No waiting. There's 7 locations on the Central Coast. Plus, we can order online at roundtablepizza.com and start eating when we walk in the door.
Order online at roundtable.com? What are we waiting for? You order, I'll get the car. We're going to Round Table Pizza for the lunch buffet.
Round Table, the last honest pizza.
I hereby declare on an oath that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
Every day our great country becomes stronger as immigrants who choose to do so become citizens.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
For immigrant men age 18 to 26, there's a special obligation they must fulfill if they wish to become citizens. They must register with Selective Service regardless of their immigration status.
And that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
So help me God.
Keep your options open. Men, register with Selective Service today online at sss.gov. If you don't have a Social Security number, just register at your local post office. It's quick, it's easy, and it's the law.
And we'll assume they had a story in the paper the other day that was just absolutely hideous about a Marine who was discharged from the Marine Corps for various crazy reasons. But the point was that he was autistic and had an IQ of 70. And the minimum IQ, I think they said, is 92 to get in the Marine Corps. And so I didn't know there was a minimum, told you. But there was, and so that he was had an IQ of 70, and yet somehow they let him enlist and all that. So now there's going to be a big hullabaloo about was he ever really capable of being a Marine and understanding what he swore to do? And then that's going to open up a whole other can of worms with other people that, you know, did they really understand? And it's going to be a big mess. But it falls back on the recruiter, who recruited a man with an IQ of 70 and also was autistic at the same time. I know you got to make your. I know you have to make your quota, but geez.
Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here.
The Lady in Red, I think, had something to do with Herman Cain, but I'm not really sure. You know, you can't tell these days anymore. You can't tell without a scorecard. You have no idea what's going on. But I know what's going on with one thing today, and that's Greg Shears in the studio right now joining me, and we have a special thing going on, Gregor.
Hi, Bill.
How are you, man? We haven't seen each other for a while.
Not since
the
wonderful time that we had at Louis Ortega's concert.
Yeah, that was out in Morbay. That was good.
I saw Louis yesterday, and Louis is going to do it again next year.
Cool.
Only bigger and better.
And you know what's fun is that I don't know if it was the first time she performed his daughter. It may not have been at all, but it was the first time I ever saw her with Louis. And then I got an email. I was on Facebook, and Louis was saying where he was going to perform, and his daughter was going to be with him again. So maybe she's now part of the band.
They just look like they're having a good time on stage.
Yeah, really. And she's talented, and I think it's fun.
It was good success.
Yeah, and I took like piano lessons for 3 years, and I can't hit C on the dang piano. I don't know where it is. I know it's there somewhere.
You know chopsticks, though, right?
Not necessarily. Now let's tell people what is going on, because an hour from now at 1:30, and you're invited to attend, and we'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mind showing up. But okay, let's find out what's happening.
At 1:30 this afternoon, the County Board of Supervisors are going to read a proclamation proclaiming November as Thank a Vet Month. It's the second year in a row that they've done this, and we're really, really, really excited about it. And it's a time that we can all unite.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool.
And it's, you know, every day to me, you just see it gets worse and worse, and I keep thinking that we're living more in the divided states of America, and I think if we can turn around and unite on this cause, you can bring us together, okay? And
we just lost, over the weekend, we lost 12 guys in one bang on a transport. And so, we've talked about this. You know, we've been involved in two wars that we're not involved in. You know, there's just the people that are fighting them are involved in, and of course the civilians on the ground. And so, we haven't had to be in. We were involved. Other people were involved in Vietnam, not directly so much as the fact that they didn't want to go, and we had a draft. But that's okay. It got people's attention, and that was interesting. I think Bob and Cheryl Tolan. They now send me a thing for everybody
good.
Coming in, so
they're,
I make
they're
sure.
Doing,
yeah.
I was at the train station last Wednesday, uh-huh. and I think the week before that, I was at the airport when 12 wounded warriors showed up.
Oh, the big thing at the airport.
The big thing at the airport. It was unbelievable.
I know. I was here on this side looking across the runway because I had to go on the air.
Yeah,
but
and
I
want to tell you what people didn't see, okay? And what they didn't see is the plane landed. All the passengers came off the plane. And instead of continuing their walk to the baggage claim, they all waited at the foot of the ramp for the soldiers, the 12 wounded soldiers, to come down the ramp.
Cool.
One of them was real bad, mm-hmm. and so they took a wheelchair up the ramp, and he refused it. He uh-huh. wanted to come down like his brothers.
Uh-huh.
And it's really what Robert Sherrill do. It's pretty terrific. And, and you know, Bill, the thing I'm finding out is there are some wonderful things that people are doing that nobody knows a thing about.
Right, right.
And we're going to have a collaboration between five of us organizations, and we're going to do my weekend in Avila raffle,
uh-huh.
and all five organizations are going to split the proceeds
cool.
from that.
Cool, cool,
and so what it's really showing me is we're starting to work together. And I'm
glad of that because there's a lot of people doing things like you say, and it's been
nobody
sort of independent.
About.
Yeah, it's been
and
independent.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the officer of Veteran Services, Dana Cummings, and see if we can do something quarterly where we can get different organizations that are doing stuff for veterans and our troops, and meet quarterly. And talk about with amongst each other what things we have coming up, and also to make sure that we're not conflicting, working
right,
against
right,
each
right,
other.
Right,
let's
right.
work together.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so I'm kind of excited about that coming around.
I think every quarter we should have a barbecue with everybody represented there, and then people can give we make some money for the vets, and then you guys all divvy it up.
You know what might even be an even good idea?
No.
Is to pick a time where we get some veterans coming home,
mm-hmm.
and then escort them to Mitchell Park and have a barbecue.
That'd be cool.
Huh?
That'd be cool. See, I would do it every week because I'm big on barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I go to Moe's all the time. But really,
yeah, you do.
Okay. So that would be one thing I'd be interested in doing. But no, I think I'm glad to hear that people are getting together because in the midst of all of this thing where we had AMP Surf, we had non-AMP Surf the week before.
Operation Surf.
And all these things were happening. I was trying to myself try to coordinate this thing and say, well, does this have something to do with these people? And they go, well, I don't think so. And I go, well, okay, how do I get hold of these people? And then so I was trying myself to say, okay, let me try to have an understanding. And then we had the people riding through on bicycles. We had the veterans riding through on bikes. And so these were all separate things. And really had nothing to do with each other, but I was trying to make it be together and say, okay, all these wonderful things are going on, but I think you've got a good. I think it's a great idea.
That's my next challenge.
Now, there's a whole bunch of things. As Krista Berg was singing, "Lady in Red," and Greg wore a red shirt. The interesting thing was Greg told me about there's about 10 things that are going on, or really a half dozen anyway. And I said, can we talk about this? No, not yet. Can we talk about this? No, not yet. How about this? No. So just know there's lots of things in the works, which is usually the way it is with
well,
Greg.
Well, one
that's
of the
okay.
things...
That's right. No, you don't have to say
no,
it.
No, one of the
to.
Things for sure
yeah, okay.
is I'm hosting or I'm having, putting together a Texas Hold'em poker tournament on November 19th downstairs at Mr. Rick's.
Okay, November
19th. And all the proceeds from... that event are going to go to the Vets Express.
Now, this is a... What is that, Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
And what time is
at,
it?
At 12 o'clock check-in. 1 o'clock, the first hand will be dealt.
Okay.
And poker players are welcome.
I might visit. You know, I should visit and just observe, because I haven't the faintest idea what a Texas Hold'em tournament is.
You've been to.
I went. Well, yeah. I went and had a beer or something.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't learn enough. I was enjoying my Budweiser.
Well, one of the guys
that
won 3 years ago, he'd only played poker 4 times his entire life.
Really.
And he won the thing. Believe me, a lot of luck.
We have some other good news from Dana Cummings, our veteran service officer, and that is that besides Thank a Vet Month, we have something in North County that I think North County vets are going to be happy about. The Veteran Services Office in Paso Robles is going to reopen this month. The office is located at 240 Scott Street in the Vets Hall, so it's in the Vets Hall in Paso. And the office will be open one day a week on Thursdays for now, but they're hoping starting in January to be open 3 days a week, and that's really cool.
And on top of that, that's my kind of next challenge, we need a clinic up in the grade.
I don't know if we're going to get that, but anyway. I'm glad we're doing this. Can I really be honest with you? Because if somebody
wonderful.
Here's
this
the thing.
This is fabulous.
You know, it's one of the things that has to happen for veterans on a constant basis is, and these are the new guys coming back, these are the old poops that have been around, you know, whatever it is, they have to file claims. In order to get anything done by the VA, you have to file a claim. It doesn't work to just say, excuse me, you know, I got my foot's coming out of my ear. They don't care. You got to have a form for that, you know. So what makes this wonderful for guys in North County is they don't have to drive all the way down to San Luis Obispo just to say, here, I need to sign a piece of paper. So that's really
cool. I just think this is the start. Right. Of getting a clinic up the grade.
Well, I don't know how well this is working in Santa Maria. I hope well for the people in Lompoc, but it's still a bit of a haul. It's about 45 minutes to Lompoc from Santa Maria, but they were, you know, when this clinic in Santa Maria was open, they were hoping they'd serve Lompoc, and it would be easier than going to Santa Barbara, which I guess it would be. You know, time-wise.
Well, one of the things that I don't know if we've talked about is we were able to procure 4 vans from DVA, Disabled Veterans Association.
Okay. And how's that going?
And we have 2 vans in Paso Robles.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 vans in Santa Maria. And we have 50 volunteer drivers lined up.
Cool.
They are in the process of going through a physical. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That the VA has to approve. And unfortunately, the VA is only providing one doctor to do all 50, to squeeze all 50 into their normal busy schedule. And so it's taking a little longer than it's supposed to. But once that happens, then
rock and roll.
The 4 vans will ride on, will continue. They will do the dispatching. For the 4 vans,
okay.
And anything that the 4 vans can't do, then Ride-On will pick up the slack.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
So it's...
So the 2 that are down in Santa Maria will be used for, like, Santa Maria and Lompoc in that area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Orchid.
In the Santa Barbara County, because we are San Luis Obispo County. And Ride-On has gotten a lot of phone calls from people that are living in the Santa Maria, and it's like... We can't because you're not in our county.
That's interesting, too. And it is interesting. I think it's about time that the two county supervisor, whoever the chairman is, the county supervisors, each
Ed
one.
Hill.
Okay, and then whoever it is in Santa Barbara get together and have a chat and say, okay, it's time that we annex Santa Maria to San Luis Obispo because, you know, you people don't care about Santa Maria. We're way up north, you know, they have nothing to do with you down there, and it causes these people too many problems.
Yeah.
I tried to do it. This is amazing to me. I have to tell you, I was amazed. I've shared this story, but I'm going to share it again. When I was the emergency broadcast chairman, I contacted the people, the emergency people in Santa Barbara, and said, you know, I got to tell you something. I think that we should, because what we were doing was, because the EBS system at that time was so bad, it worked so badly, what I did was, is I went to PG&E and I said, this is before they licensed Diablo and they were throwing money around, you know. So I went to PG&E and said, I want you to buy us one-way radios. I want one-way radios in all the radio stations in San Luis Obispo County and in Santa Maria if they'll agree to it. And then what will happen is there'll be a tape recorder on it, a cassette recorder. And so if there's an emergency message, everybody will go on to the dog catcher frequency, which won't be used in emergency anyway, and they'll broadcast to all these one-way radios will click on, and they can broadcast the message, which is now what the EAS system is all about. But anyway, so we all the radio stations in San Luis Obispo County had their little radio and their tape recorder and all that kind of stuff, and that was cool because it was I don't even call it a backup. We considered it the primary way we were going to get hold of people if something happened. But anyway, I went to Santa Barbara County, and I said, you know, if there's an accident in Diablo Canyon, the people in the most danger fastest is Santa Maria as far as the most number of people, the biggest city, because the winds are usually out of the northwest. They're going to head right down the coast and hit Santa Maria, and they're only going to have I talked to the National Weather Service at that time. They said they'll have 15, 20 minutes, depending on how hard the wind's blowing. And I thought, to evacuate a city? So I said, you know, you'd be better off if you let us put them in our EBS system so they'll be notified immediately if there's a problem instead of waiting for you to get the word and then for you to try to get the word back to them. And you don't even have this system we have that works. As you can imagine, because it's Santa Barbara, Montecito, Oprah Winfrey, all those people, they were so completely snotty about it. They said, absolutely not, they're part of our county, and we don't need your help. I said, no, you don't need our help, but these people that live there maybe can use our help. Didn't happen. So,
you know, one of the things I wanted to say is San Luis Obispo County is not unique. We're not the only county in this country that has this issue with veterans.
Oh, right.
But gosh darn it, we might be the only county that's trying to do something about it.
And thanks
I
to a guy.
We should all be very proud of ourselves.
Thanks to a guy named Greg Shearer, that's why. Anyway, so good news. So once again on Thursdays, and you can confirm this if you need to call the VA service office in San Luis Obispo, you can do that. But it's going to be Thursday. I assume normal hours are kind of 9 to 5
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's Thursdays for now. And then in January, they're going to open 3 days a week, I guess Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so you'll be able to, you know, fill out paperwork you need to fill out up there, and you'll be able to do a whole bunch of stuff that you just don't have to drag yourself down the hill to do.
You know, let me share another thing, too, is the excitement that Dana's bringing, to Veteran Service and helping and getting involved in other organizations. And
cool.
He's wonderful selection.
Top-notch dude. All right, good. That's very nice. Dana Cummings, once again, is our Veteran Service Officer. He became that about a month ago or so officially. And
he started AmpSurf.
Yeah, he started AmpSurf. And anyway, just a heck of a guy. So there's a lot of people trying to do good things for our veterans, and I'm sitting with one, and there's many others. And now they're trying to get together and be more organized, which I think is really great. This reminder one more time, and that is that November 1st, as of today, marks the start of Thank a Veteran Month. And if you know a veteran, you see somebody in uniform, please thank them.
Other thing.
Yeah.
Is if you see a veteran wearing a red, white, and blue wristband,
yes,
go up and thank them for their service, because that's a veteran. And we also have wristbands that the public can wear in the month of November.
Okay.
They're solid red, they're solid white, and they're solid blue wristbands. And for a $5 donation, they can wear this wristband in the month of November. And
to wear it all the time, if you want.
And show their support for our troops and our veterans.
Now, where do they obtain them?
Where can they be obtained? They can be obtained by calling me at 801-4418. We have various locations haven't been confirmed, but Kennedy Club Fitness in San Luis Obispo, Kennedy Club Fitness in Rio Grande, U.S. Bank at Ralph's in Madonna Plaza. These are locations, and you can go to the Ride-On website, and they'll list all the locations where wristbands will be. Malahi Ford, Perry Ford,
is the vet center going to have them, our service center here in San Luis?
At the Veteran Services?
Yeah.
I'll talk to Dane about it.
We should probably have them there.
Yeah.
For sure. And I remember I still have some.
But
as a matter of fact, I still have a few bags of them.
Well, he'll have... He'll have the veteran wristbands.
Okay, but if somebody wants to get the other
I don't know how many people are going to walk in that aren't veterans already.
We're telling them right now at 10 minutes to 1 o'clock absolutely. On November 1st. Go to the Vets is at the corner Grand and Monterey, and it's a big brick building. Down the basement in the back, you go down the back, you follow the parking lot sort of down the back, and the Vets service office is right there. And if you would want to buy a wristband, and I'll take some over, and you want to buy a wristband, you can buy a wristband there and wear it all month of November, or you can wear it forever and ever and ever. We don't care.
But it's all about thanking our soldiers and our veterans for a job well done.
And so in the Board of Supes is going to declare it Thank a Veteran Month in 40 minutes, 39 minutes actually. And so if you can show up there, that would be fun also. That'll be at the Supervisor's Chambers. Gregory, thank you for coming back in.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay. And I'm going to jump the gun by 39 minutes.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Scott. This won a Grammy Award for the most monotonous piece of music that's ever been performed by a human being. What was that? What was that? Oh, I know. I'm the guy playing it. Dan Siegel, Another Time, Another Place. That's what I think we should do with that song right there. Another Time, Another Place. Hi, you're with Bill. This is Talking Sheep, your Friends and Neighbors Network. Forgive me for being a little behind the music, but we had to finish up with Greg, as he's got so many things going on all the time for veterans, and I'm trying to sort through them all. All right, you're with Bill, Talking Sheep on 1340 KYNS, your news station, and we have phone numbers if you want to call in, 786-2578, that's 786-2578. Or toll-free at 1-866-937-1340. You're welcome to buzzard in any time you want to, and we'll chat. All right, other things that are going on. Other things are happening. Well, this was actually on Calcos News the other day, and we didn't get to it, but Occupy San Luis Obispo was asked to end their night camp. They're saying you're trashing up the place, for God's sake. County says camping is unsuitable, but protests say more people will come. County has asked members of the Occupy Slow Movement who have been camping in front of the county courthouse in 2 weeks to clear out at night, but protesters say they aren't going anywhere. There will be more people here at night, said John Jefferson, one of a handful of people present at midday Monday to protest the inequality of wealth distribution in the U.S. And this is interesting, too, you know. I see a lot of disparaging remarks about this comment about these people, and I find it a little bit interesting. We have a huge disparity. That's why the disparity is such that when people are trying to come up with flat tax plans, they don't seem to work. But I'm going to do some research on tax rates, and because I want to see, I need to see with my own two eyes, exactly where we're going with, how you could do a flat tax or not do a flat tax, instead of always getting the news secondhand. I don't mind doing the work. I'll do it. It's not a problem. I'll do it. Anyway, the interesting thing is protesters are roughing it, but homeless enjoy the camps because they can get this. They used to normally sleep on sidewalks and in the creeks. So they got this nice grass, they're part of the protest now. And the heavens knows they don't have any money. So that's what's happening there. All right. Okay. Now, this gentleman spoke last weekend at the Fremont Theater, and that's Bill McKibben. And he tells local audience they must lobby against tar sands oil project. This is a big thing that's going on. They want to run a pipeline from Canada and do all this tar sandy stuff because they got tons and tons and tons and tons of it. He said things are not good with that idea. From Canada, Texas. McKibben spoke to a sold-out crowd Sunday at the Fremont Theater and held a question-and-answer session with a group of about 50 Cal Poly students and instructors Monday. Main theme of opposition to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline that would bring heavy tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, refineries along the Gulf of Mexico and Texas. If you tap the stars, tar sands is essentially game over for the environment, he argued. He described efforts to block the pipeline as a rare flashpoint that has prompted the biggest civil disobedience movement in 30 years. More than 160 protesters were arrested. At the White House in August, another large protest is planned for Sunday. So anyway, McKibben called estimates that the pipeline create 20,000 jobs, a gross overstatement. He says probably 3,000 to 4,000 jobs by another study. So he says people who don't believe in global warming are doing so out of ideology rather than science. And then we have this other thing. As a matter of fact, we'll get to a science-y thing here, and then somebody else's letter about Victor David Hansen was something that was kind of off the wall. But right now it's time for CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. If Greece's parliament goes along, the voters there will decide whether to buy into the Eurozone bailout of Greek debt and the austerity that goes with it. CBS's Alexis Christophorus says this has made the markets nervous.
Bank stocks continue to suffer here in the U.S. because the fear is the unknown. If Greece were to default, what kind of an effect would this have not only on European banks, but banks here in the U.S.? We had the brokerage firm MF Global file for bankruptcy this week because of its high exposure to European sovereign debt. Wall Street's left to wonder if MF Global was hiding problems tied to Europe, who else is?
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Obama administration is more than aware of the likely rejection of the austerity plan by the Greek public and the time it would take to even hold the proposed vote. A spokesman voices what amounts to impatience, saying the planned referendum only shows the need for Europe to rapidly implement the debt rescue package approved just last week.
Latest indications are the question may in fact go to the voters, and that was ice water on Wall Street. The Dow fell 295 points, NASDAQ was off 77, oil prices down to $90 plus a barrel. As the G20 prepares to meet in France on Thursday and Friday, the anti-globalism protesters show up too, that crowd in Nice today. The CDC says overdoses from prescription drugs are up 300% since 1999. Dr. Neil Capretto runs Gateway Rehabilitation.
I have what I call professional doctor shopper patients. They can see 10, 12, 20 doctors a day where they make up symptoms or work the doctors for prescriptions.
The trial testimony is over in the Michael Jackson manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray in Los Angeles. Live now to the courthouse, CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, Harley, after more than 5 weeks, both sides officially rested their cases.
Are there any additional witnesses or any additional evidence to be presented by the people, Mr. Walden?
No, Your Honor.
Earlier, Dr. Conrad Murray told the court he would not testify. The judge told jurors they have seen and heard all the evidence in the case. Closing arguments are set for Thursday, then deliberations will begin. Live at the county courthouse in downtown Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A sliding sound to signal the end of a flight in Poland, as the pilot made a gentle belly landing after the landing gear failed to deploy. There were a lot of sparks. Passengers said they were praying, and many on board thought it was a normal landing. So soft was it, though the rollout was really, really short. A female cop on a bicycle in Madison, Wisconsin, was given a friendly slap on the buttocks as she drove by. And she says the man, who was in mid-party mode, touched her holster as he gave her the pat. She jumped off the bike and rode him up. Police say the man apologized profusely before she did, but she cited him for disorderly conduct anyway. This is CBS News.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Does your smartphone-using young denizen of the Internet know how to shake someone's hand?
Eye contact, shaking hands. There's concern kids aren't learning even basic social skills.
They're basically adept at an iPad or an iPhone before they're adept at conversing face-to-face.
So Faye Rogaski started a company that teaches social skills. A recent lesson, how to answer the telephone politely. Critics say parents should be doing that, but supporters feel the classes are a helpful way to reinforce the skills kids need to succeed. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Remember the scandal over the city manager of Bell, California, and other officials there who were paying themselves outlandish salaries. Now Robert Rizzo suing the small town of Bell, saying they owe him that $1.5 million salary because he hasn't been convicted of a crime and he didn't quit his job. Hasn't been convicted because the fraud trial hasn't happened yet. They're still in the preliminary hearing stage. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
I simply love you. If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tall est. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strong est. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
On 1340 KYNS with Bill Benica, and I thank you for sharing November 1st with me. That's special. That's special. I can tell you that right now. All right, here's what's going on with Spencer's Fresh Market. Speaking of special, now here's the thing. If you miss these specials that are good through tonight, and then you're going to say to yourself, maybe I should have gotten those yesterday. But there'll be some other good stuff tomorrow, but these are the things I'm telling you about right now. $1.59 a pound for boneless, skinless chicken breast. You can do all kinds of wonderful things with that. And then they have right here bone-in ribeye steaks in the value pack for $4.99 a pound. Bone-in ribeye steaks, $4.99 a pound. Great flavor, best steak out there. $4.99 a pound. $3.99 a pound for Prairie Fresh Natural Pork, baby back pork ribs. My faves of all the pork ribs I've ever bought. As flavor, their flavor is just flavor. It's just, it's absolutely wonderful. And then this is some of the best ice cream in the whole wide world is Breyers, because they use at least a number of strange ingredients and all that kind of stuff, so you should always remember Breyers. Their vanilla has two ingredients. That's pretty good. Okay, two for $6. Corona Extras, 12-pack of Corona for $11.99. You can't hardly beat that. And then two for $5, Fritos Bean Dip. And then if you buy one, you get one free, Doritos Tortilla Chips. So you can get the regular Cool Ranch, the Happy Cheese, the whatever you, regular normal thing, whatever you want to do. 2 liters of RC Cola or Sunkist is 79 cents plus CRV. And that's not all. That's not all. Let's see. Let's put together a meal here, shall we? We got our steak. Okay, we got our steak. Let's get our veggies and whatnot. Let me get my steak. I got my avocados. You have to have an avocado just to have it, because they're only 2 for $1 for butter-rich avocados. So you have to have that. And then you're going to have a salad probably with some tomato. You might want to put the avocado in your salad. 99 cents a pound for large tomatoes. Here's local broccoli crowns. You might want to use those as a flourishment. What do they call that? You know, to make it look nice. I wouldn't eat them. But anyway, you can do that. And then and they have lettuce, of course, so you can get involved in that. And then you're saying, Bill, what about dessert? Local strawberries are 2 for $4, locally grown in Santa Maria. So I think I've pretty much covered it, unless you want some taters. And their loose rest of potatoes are 69 cents a pound. And so, and for your salad, here's some fresh jicama for 79 cents a pound. Here's some fresh cucumbers, crispy and yummy, for 59 cents each. Anything else you want in your salad? Here's some Popeye spinach. If you want to have a spinach salad, 2 for $4. That's fun. All right. And then anything else? No. Okay. But then you're saying, Bill, what else you got? I got macaroni and cheese for $2.99 a pound in the deli department. I got salt and vinegar bone-in chicken wings for $3.99 a pound. And I've got macaroni salad and potato salad for $1.49 a pound. I think you pretty well have it covered. I think you have it handled. And plus, there's all the other great things that are going on at Spencer's Fresh Markets, their IGA stuff, their clean, neat stores. You know, they're not tripping over all the stuff. They're local products. You got slow roasted coffee. You got all your other great things that's local. And totally worth having. Or at Spencer's Fresh Markets. If John doesn't have it, you probably don't need it. That's how it works. All right. Spencer's Fresh Markets in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Santa Maria, Rio Grande, and Atascadero. You probably don't need it. I'm telling you about it. You probably don't need it. All right, what time is it? 17 after the hour of 1 o'clock. Today's started out really, really foggy, cold, nasty. But it has warmed up already, so I'm kind of glad about that. Although, it said here, where did it say here? someplace in the paper it said nasty, yucky weather coming our way. And so, you know, there it is, weather turning chilly and damp, as if we didn't notice. I hate that. San Francisco County will see several changes for rain in the coming days, but forecasters say any precipitation and rain will be light. Most notable is the end of the warm daytime temperatures. By Friday, the high in San Luis Obispo should be just 60 degrees, well off Sunday's 88-degree reading. So that is quite a bit cooler, I have to say, wouldn't you think? Okay, so that's what's going on. Then the other thing I was going to tell you, I was going to tell you about weather. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be kind of cold. It came in and went out so fast that I had no time. Okay, it doesn't matter. So we'll go on to other things. We got some side by side things we want to talk about here, and we talked about this gentleman that spoke at the Fremont Theater. But here, let's do this thing here. Let's do this right now. We can do it in any order we want. That's the way life is. Okay. There we go. Right here. In Victor Davis Hanson's commentary, Global Warming, RIP, is he bases our argument on two premises. The first is false, and the second is misleading. He states the planet has not heated up at all in the last 10 years, which isn't true. NASA data for both land and ocean temperatures also show clearly, and since the 1980s, there's been a steady upward trend in global temps with no signs of leveling off. Second, he says we don't know positively whether recent human activity causes global warming. We do not know the Earth's climate is being significantly warmed by human activity. We do know this. The conclusion is not supported by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the American Meteorological Society, the National Academy of Sciences, the American Geophysical Union, etc., etc. They've already made significant changes to the climate with more severe ones yet to come. It is time to put aside the denial and start dealing with the problem. Our future depends on it. And then over here, right here, this is this guy, Richard Mueller. He said, the skeptics raised valid points and everybody should have been a skeptic 2 years ago. And now we have confidence that the temperature rise has been previously been reported, have been done without bias. So that's the prominent physicist and skeptic of global warming after he found out, hey, I was wrong. Okay. I don't know if it's global. I know it's climate change. I don't know about that. Okay. So now we have all this thing about Wall Street and, you know, what's going on. And then right here in the business section, good month on Wall Street. Not today. Everybody panicked over Greece today. Now they have to – the market goes from one thing to panic over, the next thing to panic over, just because it can't help itself. It's cowardly is what it is. All right, but the traders are making some money. Right here's trader Vincent Quinones. And he's on the New York Flock Exchange store, and he's making dough. That's that time. All right, so as much as everybody's protesting what's going on Wall Street, Wall Street's doing fine. Long waits on tarmacs can still happen. Weekend snowstorm on East Coast leads to hours in airplanes against federal rules. You know, these people were on an airplane for 8 hours. Can you imagine being on a tarmac for 8 hours? But a consumer advocate with the airline industry experience said that despite the risk of fines as high as $27,500 per passenger, at least one airline, JetBlue, apparently didn't make the kinds of arrangements most carriers make to protect passengers from hours and hours of sitting in a cramped airline seat with little food and limited bathrooms. A rare October snow storm forced 23 planes to divert to Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. Passengers on at least three JetBlues and one American Airlines Paris flight reported being confined for 7 hours or more. Food and water ran out, toilets had backed up, and temperatures snapped. Temperature snapped. Captain of the JetBlue flight 504 begged for help to get his plane to a gate. I have a paraplegic on board that needs to come off. I have a diabetic on board, and he's got issues. It's a list of things. I just got to get some help, the captain pleaded. My priority right now is a tug and a tow bar, the captain continued. If you'll just give me a welding shop, I'll be willing to make one myself. Wow. Wow. The guy would get fired. Okay, we understand the pilot would get fired. But what if a pilot wanted to be a big hero? Can he just take off? Because part of the flight plan wasn't to land in Connecticut anyway. So can he just take off and say, here, I'm going to refile this flight plan from up here, and we're going to go to Boston or wherever whatever he picks someplace where it's not snowing. Now, he lands, because they're not going to say, well, you didn't have permission from your airline to fly here, so we're not going to help you land. You're just going to have to hope you don't crash. They're not going to do that. So the airplane's going to land. And then, meanwhile, the toilets are still overflowing, and people are going crazy. The diabetics are having seizures, and the other people are having fits. And so then he lands it, you know, and he just, I don't care even what airline it is, just go to any gate you see, that doesn't have a plane at it. And just roll right up to that mother. Say, here we are. Guess what? Here we are. It's not like he might get fired, but everybody love him to death. Of course, these days it's hard to get another job, so it's kind of rough to ask people to do it. But I don't know. I'd give it a shot. I couldn't stay on a plane. I couldn't do it. I don't know. And you're in the cockpit of the airplane. Are you allowed to walk around when you're the captain? I guess you are. You know, if you want to. Maybe if you go back there, though, people may lynch you. So you don't want to go back there because they don't know who to blame, so they might blame the pilot. That's why you should never have landed here. 8 hours. That's a long time to be on an airplane, sitting, doing nothing, not even getting from one place to another. Okay, 5-year-old slow project faces big test tonight. You know what that is, don't you? Okay, this is this crazy Garden Street project. So they're going to find out if they just say, okay, fine, build the darn thing, what the hooey. Or they say, no, you have to pick a different flavor because there's some black in there. Licorice is in it, not some other colors. They might want raspberries. And then somebody wrote a letter here, speaking of building in San Luis Obispo, which I have to admit, it caused me a smile right here. I just say I smiled. I had to say I smiled about this. Oh, here it is, right here. This is a letter from Rita in San Luis Obispo. She said, the October 26 article regarding the new building at Monterey and Johnson in San Luis Obispo was referred to by the developer as a homage to the past. Have you seen this new building? If you haven't, go see it. That's a Johnson in Monterey. There used to be the 76 station there. That's what they built it. I'm sorry, but I fail to see any historical context within its design. Perhaps he is referring to the glass firehouse doors, but that would be a stretch. I see only a building designed to obtain the maximum amount of rental square footage and then squeezed onto a city block of minimal size. This is not a cardinal sin, but the diversity of postmodernism is wonderful only when a building is positioned and proportioned well on its lot. The Garden Street Terrace project will go before the city council soon. It will no doubt be approved, as it is a good project, and developers have made many good concessions. However, the pivotal corner of Broad and Marsh Streets, speaking of a different place right here, have been buried in protest. Buried, you hear me, in protest. Professionals and lay people have spoken for unsuitable colors, inappropriate materials, and lack of detail. Why hasn't this corner received more attention from the planning department? That corner should have been renegotiated. The corner is in the entrance of downtown San Luis Obispo and deserves special focus. Diversity of architecture is welcome in San Luis Obispo, which has some architectural ambiance of connection to the rest of the city. Can I say this about San Luis Obispo? And I don't mind. You know, I don't care. I really don't. Because there's you go to Santa Barbara and everything's Spanish. There's a sameness to it that, I don't know, I guess it's okay. It's cute. It's kind of like going to Solvang, but it's Spanish. I mean, so everything's the same, and I guess that's okay. But we do have architectural diversity, big time. In San Luis Obispo. Hopefully we're using local architects. But here's the deal. We have so much diversity that San Luis Obispo, you really can't point to San Luis Obispo as any particular thing except diverse. Right? It's just extremely diverse. Nancy and I were at that corner the other day staring at that building. And I have to admit, I don't see in a million years why it pays homage to anything in the past. Has these little square funny thingies that are accented on the front that stick out. And they remind me of something. If I can only remember what it is, I'll see if it pays homage to something. I just can't remember what it reminds me of, but it reminds me of something. Okay. Then over here, that okay, whatever. Well, I have a story here to share with you. Wait a minute. I got a story because we have spies, Russian spies in the United States. The spies are amongst us. And we can't be having that, because we can't tolerate that Russian spy stuff. Because remember, that other babe got away with all kinds of stuff.
The FBI releases a treasure trove of videos, photos, and heavily edited documents from Operation Ghost Stories, an undercover peek at how a Russian spy ring collected and passed on information, how the FBI trailed them, and finally cracked the operation. In one video from January 2010, Anna Chapman, the red-headed bombshell who later went on to fame in Moscow as a TV host, sits in a New York coffee shop wearing designer sunglasses, unknowingly talking with an undercover FBI agent about problems with her laptop that she uses to communicate with Russian officials. "You are ready for the next step, okay?" he asks. "Okay," she says. "This is not laptop to laptop. This is person to person," the agent says. In another video, the classic spy technique, a brush pass, as another spy trades off a bag full of cash with a Russian official as they pass in a train station. The FBI was forced to release the material, recorded over the decade the FBI had the 10 Russians under surveillance, as part of a Freedom of Information Act request. And it looks just like a spy movie, including one Russian digging up a package of money from what in spy lingo is called a dead drop. This spy ring is over, but the FBI says it's not the end of the story.
The U.S. remains the target of most of the world's spying. And again, as long as we have policy information, technology, and research that the rest of the world wants, and as long as foreign intel services want to gain a strategic advantage against us, we'll continue to be the target of that kind of spying.
Anna Chapman and the others were sent home in a spy swap last year, but their techniques live on. Jill Doherty, CNN, the State Department.
Coming for two shows, it's Ron White's Moral Compass Tour.
I bought my wife's breast implants for her birthday. And I've never been a huge fan of plastic surgery, but I have to admit I've had a lot of fun playing with these things. I haven't given them to her yet.
November 17th, 7 and 9:30 p.m. at Chumash Casino Resort.
And at our bank, there's one patch of manicured grass that has two little signs that both say, "No dogs." So I take my dogs over there. And this guy comes waddling out of the bank with a big scowl on his face, and he goes, "The sign says no dogs." I said, "The sign's wrong."
Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. November 17th, Chumash Casino Resort. Be a VIP and meet Ron White. Get info at TaterSalad.com.
Yeah, they call me Tater Salad.
For mature audiences.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy Ford Select tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Be participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Girl,
David Bowie, little Chinese girl. All right, you're the back once again, Talkers Chief. Thanks for joining me again. Well, I got a thing here. I was trying to find a thing to play for you that I thought was really kind of very curious, and I want to see if I want to see if it came up. All right, let me see. All right, I'm not. This could embarrass me. I can already tell it could embarrass me. But let's give it a shot. This has to do with the title of this piece is "Smartphones Make You Look Silly."
Probably been burned by the 21st century phenomenon known as autocorrect. That's when your smartphone tries to fix your texting mistake. You get it. And sometimes it gets it so wrong, the only thing to do is laugh. Well, sometimes. Here's CNN's Tina Kemp.
At first, it's just a chuckle or a giggle. But then the snickers get longer, and the laughs become so hard, they literally take the breath away. I showed my colleagues this website called Damn You Autocorrect, which features text messages ruined by autocorrection. That's the smartphone feature used to fix misspelling. But once in a while, autocorrect inserts words the phone user never intended. Website founder Jillian Madison chooses the most chuckle-worthy from 400 to 500 submissions a day. Her business idea came to life after she was burned one too many times.
Kind of the straw that broke the camel's back was I sent an email to a friend of mine asking her if she'd ever fondled herself. I meant to ask her if she had ever Googled herself.
That was 1 year ago this October. Now she says she gets 1.25 million page views a day and lots of doubters who say the text cannot be real.
Your mom and I are going to divorce next month. Why? Call me, please. I wrote Disney, and this phone changed it. We are going to just... I forget. It's too hard to follow the thing. But anyway, what it does is basically, you know, they're trying to correct what you're trying to say, and it screws you all up. And so does it... the question was, does smartphone make you look silly? Not unless you hit send. I don't have a smartphone. Is that how it works? Or is there a send? Isn't there a send? I have to think there's a send somewhere. I'm almost sure that's the same. Okay. Other things that are going on today. Oh, right. This mad world that we live in. As the world turns. Oh, well, let's get to this. This is a this is muy importante here. And then I got another thing I got to tell you about. That's not it. McCourt reportedly ready to close to selling the Dodgers. Dodgers owner has not made a final decision. Team could fetch $1 billion. That's if it includes the stadium, the surrounding parking lots, et cetera. Dodgers spokesman Robert Siegfried asked Monday whether a settlement appears close, said the team had no comment to such kinds of inquiries. Major League Baseball spokesman Pat Courtney also declined to comment. McCourt has long vowed not to surrender the Dodgers, but in April, as Commissioner Bud Selig appointed a trustee to oversee the team, McCourt insisted he would not sell. Now things are changing. Based on figures McCourt submitted to the bankruptcy court, he would be hard-pressed to sell the Dodgers' television rights, settle his divorce, and be left with enough capital to renovate Dodger Stadium and restore the team to prominence. I don't know that there's a way for him to win, said Mark Gannis, president of the sports business consulting firm Sports Corp. Limited. Anyway, let's hope. Let's get the nightmare over, would you, pal? Please. Be done. And the Chiefs last night forged a three-way tie in the rest in the West by beating San Diego. So that was a big game. All right. Here's the thing I want to show. Now, once again, that's, I'm going to tell you where I read it. It's because I'm going to have the thing that I read it from. And this is very interesting because of something else that was in the news once again this weekend. This is written by Sandy Moran, who's a PhD. Let me see where she's a PhD at. PhD, digestive health specialist, partners with her husband, Peter J. Moran, MD, at Longevity Healthcare at Integrative Medicine Practice. Visit www.myhealth350.com. So whatever. So here's what she's saying. They're talking about wheat. Is wheat a health hazard? Every day we hear about whole grains are an essential part of diet. All that. And regardless of shape, color, fiber content, organic or not, today's wheat does odd things to humans. Modern wheat is not just a complex carbohydrate with gluten and bran. It's a complex combination of unique biochemical compounds that vary according to genetic code. William Davis, MD, cardiologist, recently authored Wheat Belly, an informative book describing the history and science of wheat and its broad impact on health. First cultivated in ancient Egypt, our original wheat was a wild grass known as einkorn. 10,000 years in courtesy of modern human-designed hybridizations, we consume a species known as triticum, which is perhaps thousands of genes apart from the original einkorn that bred naturally. The current world supply of wheat is descended from strains of wheat purposely bred by an international project begun in 1943 to increase the yield of corn, soy, and wheat with the admirable goal of reducing world hunger. This hybrid wheat has been adopted worldwide because it did successfully increase yield. However, one important consideration was overlooked. There was no safety testing conducted on the new genetic strains to determine compatibility with the human body. The impact of wheat on the human body can stimulate appetite, cause night cravings, stimulate appetite, they said, didn't it? Euphoria and addictive behavior, acid pH, weakened bones, cataracts, acne, gynecomastia, obesity, diabetes, intestinal diseases, autoimmune conditions such as Hashimoto's and rheumatoid arthritis and heart disease. The good news is removing wheat from your diet with the guidance of a nutritionist can reverse all these conditions. This is the wheat. Now remember, they did this through hybridization because we didn't have gene messing around. We couldn't make frankencorn back then, but they made frankenwheat the natural way. And unfortunately, that was too bad from what they're saying in this article. Had you ever heard that about wheat? I know that my wife's allergic to wheat. Something they did to wheat she's allergic to. But I don't know about all that. Anyway. I mention this because not only was I thought it was interesting, and this was in, let me tell you what this was in, right, by the way. This was in Tolosa Press, and this is, what's the name of this thing? City News? I'm pretty sure it's City News that Tolosa Press puts out. Yeah, I think it's called City News. So that's one of those free things you find, you're sitting around, and you pick it up. All right, so that was what that was. Now, well, here's an ad right here. Physical therapy for the body, mind, and spirit. Spirit wins. Physical therapy. Experience holistic physical therapy. When I began therapy, the pain in my shoulder was here. Today. Thank you. Find out why you have pain free. Mention this ad and redeem your 30-minute free consultation at a convenient downtown San Francisco location at 1422 Monterey. This is Michelle S. Young. And she's the owner. Now, I mentioned this, too, because I went there. I went to Spirit Winds Physical Therapy. The VA sent me there at some point before they had physical therapists in Santa Maria. They said, okay, we're going to do, I forget what they call it, this fee basis, they call it fee basis. That's when you go to some private place and they take care of it. And I have to tell you the truth, the best physical therapy I ever got, the only physical therapy that began to work before they stopped it, sadly, was from Michelle at Spirit Meets. That's a true story. But she had this deep thingy laser, and she's got some fancy dancy stuff along with this other stuff, the homeopathic stuff. So here's the thing about the, I want to mention about the frankenwheat, because now we have, are you ready? Are you ready? Now we have franken mosquitoes. It was in the weekend paper. We have bred mosquitoes to basically have the offspring die before adulthood. And hopefully this will save millions of people if eventually they're released in the thing and they propagate. This will save millions of people that die from malaria every year, one of the worst killers in the world. Now they say, but is there going to be an unintended consequence? To my knowledge, and if I'm wrong and you're a scientist, let me know, but I'm pretty sure this is right. There are two animals, two insects that contribute nothing at all except disease to the human condition and don't do really anything environmentally important either. And that those are fleas and mosquitoes. So a mosquito becomes adult. It bites you. It gives you all kinds of, you know, terrible diseases. And then it goes and feeds your blood to its young. And its young become older mosquitoes, and all they do is the same cycle. There's nothing, you know, unless if somebody's had a mosquito sandwich or something I don't know about, there's nothing helpful. Fleas are the same thing, of course, you know, the plague. The fleas don't contribute in any way. They just destroy. So why would we, I'm not even sure I understand what the concern about franken mosquitoes would be. I don't think I get it. I don't. So I'm not concerned about franken mosquitoes. Now, you know, I know this, I live in San Luis, and I know that a while back, you know, like a few years back, we ran out of money, of course, like everybody else, and so we cut back on our skeeter spraying. You know, we used to have a lot of skeeter spraying because we have creeks all over the place and whatnot. Excuse me. I'll occasionally see a skeeter, but hasn't ever gotten bad, so that's good news to me because we were all wondering, you know, what was going to happen, at least where I am. Am I near a creek anywhere? Yeah, there's a creek somewhere close by. Okay. Here's this guy, Eric Tarantino, is 27 years old, was attacked by a shark at Marina State Beach in Monterey, and it beat him on the neck. And luckily there were people there that could stop the bleeding and whatnot, and they've got him all taped up and stapled up and whatnot, so it's okay. Just amazing. Here's one of these rare surgery for conjoined twins. These two are joined. In many ways, Angelina and Angelica Sabuco are like any other two-year-olds. They twins love dancing, drawing, and Dora the Explorer. But they were born attached at the chest and abdomen. Today, a team of doctors and nurses at Stanford University's Lucile Packard Children's Hospital are planning a 9-hour procedure to give them their independence. Want them to live normally. When they argue, they can be alone. When they can play together apart. I get a good point. Director Gary Hartman, the lead surgeon in the girls' case, said keeping the girls joined carries bigger risk for their health. If one conjoined twin dies, the other will die within hours. Muscular and skeletal deformities can also worsen with time. Don't we understand, without all the explanation, don't we understand that if you have conjoined children, that the best thing to do would be unconjoin them? Do you think to separate them? Don't we already think that we know that? That's like have a life facing the other person that you're attached to. It wouldn't be bad. Nobody wants that. This is what they're classified as. Thoracovelamopicus. Joined the chest and abdomen. I got the hard word wrong and the easy word. I had the hard word right and I got the easy word wrong. Their livers, diaphragms, breastbones, chest, and abdominal wall muscles are fused. They have separate hearts, brains, kidneys, stomachs, and intestines. So what do you got here? Livers and diaphragms, breastbones, chest, and abdominal muscles. Lord, it's going to take 9 hours. That's what somebody knows what they're doing. Imagine if they turned the job over to the guy that was 127 hours. It would take forever. All right. At least 127 out. Now, we're going to have experts. This is a good idea because I thought they were already doing this. I just thought they automatically did this without, us, having to ask. But here in San Luis Obispo, they're going to have a symposium, Experts to Ponder Economic Forecasts. It's going to be held November 8th at Madonna Expo Center. So they're going to get people that should know what they're talking about to get together and talk about what they should talk about. They're going to share predictions next week in an annual symposium on San Luis Obispo's county economic prospects for the year to come. Central Coast Economic Forecast on November 8th features regional economist Brad Kemp of Beacon Economics, who will present specific performance numbers, a panel consisting of local business leaders Matt Turrentine of Turrentine Wine Brokerage, Connie Framberger of Framberger Employee Associates, Rick Stahlemeyer of MindBody, and Chip Vissi, Associate Vice President of Communications at Cal Poly. Finally, Chris Thornburg, founding principal of Beacon Economics, will present Recovery from the Recovery, what's next for the U.S. and California. Master of Ceremony is Bob Wacker from R.E. Wacker & Associates. Well, I hope they tell us something good. Because things are looking not that good for lots of people. Now, I don't know how this happened to us. I really don't know. California feels left out of national talks on farm bill. Roost fear measure will focus on corn and rice curtail organic and preservation efforts. A patchwork of food, farming, conservation, and environmental groups fear that lawmakers could act on a 2012 farm bill as early as this week with no input from California, the largest agriculture state in the nation. Well, that makes sense. Leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committee are proposing $23 billion in cuts. The 2008 Farm Bill's five-year budget exceeds $300 billion. They're going to take their proposed legislation directly to the new Congressional Super Committee to be passed without votes in their own committees or in Congress. Yeah, don't ask the people that grow the food. What do they know? What do they know? You'd think at some point everybody's going to just throw up their hands. Isn't there going to come a point where everybody's just going to throw up their hands and say, what in the world are you talking about? What are you talking about? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Then you heard about this jet that made an emergency landing. It took off from Newark, New Jersey, and it landed in Warsaw, Poland. And the landing gear didn't work, and the pilot put it down so softly and well, that a lot of people thought it was a regular landing. Didn't I have to tell them that there was a problem and put your head between your knees and all that kind of stuff? And we're going to have to belly land, didn't they tell them? Did they think, well, we were wrong, the wheels must have come down. You know that scraping noise you hear along the bottom? The wheels don't usually make that scraping noise. But anyway, they can... You wonder, when that happens with an airplane, okay, when an airplane goes through that kind of stress, see, here's something I don't know. I don't know who to ask. When it goes through stress like that, do they ditch the airplane and that's the end of it, or is it reparable? You know, because it would seem that, you know, pretty well screw it up. But maybe they can get it back, I don't know. Yeah. Other things happening in our mad, mad, crazy, mad world right there beside the California thing. Okay, here's one of the tax plans. Now, remember I told you I'm not going to get too much into this whole thing going on until somewhere near November next year, about a year from now, because it just doesn't make any sense to. But here's they've already said about Herman Cain's plan. It's his 999 plan. Everybody said, no, that's not good. I did tell you, though, I'm going to look up some stuff myself, and I'm going to talk to my tax guy. I'm going to see what I can find out. So I have numbers that are real to me. Rick Perry's proposed optional flat tax would be a windfall for wealthy Americans, giving millionaires an average tax cut of $637,000, according to analysis by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Research Center. While tax cuts would be greatest at the top of the income scale, Perry's proposal would give all taxpayers at least some tax cut, according to the analysis. Those making less than $10,000, for example, would get an average tax cut of, and this, don't spend this all in one place, $28. The largesse comes with a cost, however. The center estimates the Perry plan would mean $995 billion less for the federal government in 2015, a shortfall that could well be added to the annual deficit and the federal debt. The Perry plan would reduce federal tax revenues dramatically. The Perry plan, that doesn't sound good. Tax on everyone making less than $200,000. Let's see. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's not that. somehow you have to have a flat rate that doesn't look like a graduated income tax, but basically is not flat the same for everybody. We can still call it a flat, you know, 9-18% for middle income people and a flat, you know, 60% for rich. So wait, what's a new name? What's a new name? The spiky flat tax. The tax is spiky flat. Something, there has to be some way to do it. Something has to be more intelligent than what we're doing now. That's all I can tell you. That's my guess. I don't know what it is. Nobody's come up with it yet, but I just want to say something in the whole world has to be up in it. Let me see if there's anybody else's letter I want to tell you about. Gary from Morro Bay wrote this. Rather than giving Pismo Beach a victory by adding the Godfrey property to the sphere of influence, I compare LAFCO's action to those of a group of doctors putting all 5 flu patients in the same hospital ward. That way they can better control the outbreak and protect the public from any bad consequences. Now with all 5 parcels together and with the new stricter conditions, LAFCO has a much better chance of stopping and directing the out-of-control plans put forward by city and developers to build those Price Canyon and fill it with houses. And speaking of sickness, how do you cure the extreme case of development fever exhibited by the leaders of Pismo Beach when a deaf city councilman and planning commissioner continually ignores the citizens over and over? In the meantime, that noise you hear is the majority of Pismo Beach residents chanting, "Save Price Canyon, Save Price Canyon." Gary said, always remember, always put in the back of your mind, and that's okay, and I understand how people feel about, you know, Price Canyon. I'd take Price Canyon a lot. I understand how people feel about it, but always remember that the house you lived in, they have the developers, you know, the developers, the evil people, and remember the house you live in probably was done by a developer if it's in San Luis Obispo, because everything was pretty well laid out for a long, long time. So, you got to keep that in mind. Yeah, say to yourself, well, I live somewhere. That's got to count for something. not a lot, a little. Okay. Now, here's an interesting bit of news I thought you'd like. Boeing has taken over a space shuttle hangar in Florida to work on its own space capsule. The agreement was announced Monday at Kennedy Space Center. The move expected to create 550 jobs over the next 4 years. Boeing is one of several companies developing space taxis and cargo ships to carry astronauts and supplies to the International Space Station. Boeing is working on a capsule that could transport 7 people into space. 7 people could go into space. They're working on the capsule for that. And it's going to employ 550 people. Meanwhile, NASA is going to lay off about 10 million people with the change in what's going on with the shuttle program crashing.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends.
That's what friends are for, right there. Keep smiling, keep grinning, you know. Keep John and winning, because that's what friends are for. I thank you for that right there. We're going to get together again tomorrow on November 2nd. And don't forget this weekend is a fall back. Don't forget this weekend is fall back an hour on Saturday night. But we'll remind you that later on. Until tomorrow, may your trails be happy ones. Don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
why does my heart Why does my soul